Paul Andecker with the Monday edition of the Daily Buzz. Still exhausted after an amazing Blueberry Festival weekend. Congrats to all the organizers. Job well done. Well, now we're all focusing on a week from today, the solar eclipse. South Carolina is bracing for a possible lizard man sighting during the eclipse. The lizard man apparently lives in the swamps in Lee County, South Carolina, and the eclipse just might draw him out of hiding. Of course, all the warnings have been tongue-in-cheek. But are they really? The Science Museum in Dallas is holding a solar eclipse viewing party, and a woman wrote a comment on their Facebook page earlier this week asking them to reschedule since it's a school night. Story in USA Today on why you should never put your feet up on the car dashboard. They say that a deploying airbag can send your knees through your eye sockets at 200 miles an hour. Don't be a dashboard dummy. Wow. New study out says moderate drinking boosts creativity. The research suggests there's no coincidence that literary giants like Hemingway, Poe, and Faulkner loved a little nip now and then. Turns out drinking helps people plow through creative blocks that stifle their productivity. It relaxes areas of the brain and allows more creativity to emerge. They say it can all happen with as little as one glass of wine or beer. It also explains a lot of bizarre accidents in the redneck world. Hold my beer and watch this. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy Part 2. Little Rock, Arkansas, an 18-wheeler clipped a bridge support, slicing open the trailer, spilling a load of thousands of DiGiorno pizzas on the highway. Police say it took 4 hours to clean up the mess, and it still left a big slippery patch on the road. So much for pizza delivery. A young Virginia couple is hiking the 2,200-mile-long Appalachian Trail this year. And what makes their trek so unusual is they're taking along their 15-month-old daughter, Ellie. If they complete the 6 to 8 month trip from Georgia to Maine, Ellie will be the youngest ever successful thru-hiker on the Appalachian. Well, I hope they packed a lot of Pampers. Driverless cars are all the rage. We keep hearing about them just around the corner. Here's another technology that's getting some less excited reception. Pilotless planes. Yeah, technology experts say pilotless autonomous planes will be here in the next decade. But survey after survey shows people would refuse to fly in them. Boy, that's put me on that list. Well, turns out the freshman 15 is a myth. New study out found it's the age of the students you're turning into adults and not the stress and freedom of college that affects their weight. The average weight gain for college freshmen is around 7 pounds, and only 10% of students gain 15. And the study found 15% of freshmen actually lose weight in their first year. Start the week with a few random facts. Did you know or do you care? Britney Spears and Gerald Ford are 19th cousins. In the novel Forrest Gump, Forrest is 6'6", 242 pounds. The author, William Groom, says he pictured John Goodman playing him in the movie. The oldest cat in history lived to be 38 years old. That's about the equivalent of 169 in human years. Okay, one more. Think about this one. In every glass of water you drink, there's at least one molecule that's been on Earth since dinosaurs existed. Random facts. Pastor Joe Wilkins reached out to me, asked that I pass along the 18th annual Back to School Community Fun Day Book Bag Giveaway. Is this Saturday, August 19th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Elkenberg Park in South Haven. book bags will be distributed to youth grades K through 12. There'll be games and food and drinks. The event is sponsored by Resurrection Life Ministries and the South Haven Police Department. Again, that's this Saturday from 11 to 4 at Elkenberg Park, the 18th annual Back to School Community Fun Day and Book Bag Giveaway, sponsored by Resurrection Life Ministries and the South Haven PD. Knucklehead news out of the UK, where a woman who visited her eye doctor because of discomfort assumed it was due to dry eyes. Turns out she didn't realize that when you put contact lenses in, you have to take the old ones out. Doctors were shocked when they found 27 old contact lenses in her eye. At first, doctors found 17 all stuck together, then discovered another 10 tucked under her eyelid. She said she's worn contact lenses for 35 years, but admitted to not having regular checkups. How is that even possible? Big hunk of plastic in her eye. How could she even see? Okay, there's something else going on there. The Daily Buzz. If you see something I should buzz about, email paul@wcsy.com. Fax me 637-2675. You can leave a message on our Facebook page or Twitter, or drop the info off here at the station on M140 in South Haven, just across from McFadden's Friendly Motors. Catch up on past shows at WCSY.com. Our podcasts live there and on iTunes and Podcast America. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul A. Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great week.